Last July, Governor Andrew Cuomo paddled the whitewater route that passes through the pristine Hudson River Gorge.
I want to expose this part of the state of New York. It is a magnificent part of the state, as you can see.
He dragged with him New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, wearing a New York City Sanitation Department t-shirt.
If we get through this alive, we'll be happy.
That trip was part of an effort to build support for creation of a huge new protected area near the Hudson River's headwaters in the Adirondacks. Friday morning, the Adirondack Park Agency voted unanimously to do just that, classifying a big stretch of the Hudson River and nearby lakes as a wilderness and primitive area. It's the largest new wilderness area in New York State in a generation. Joe Martens, the state conservation commissioner, described the decision as historic.
Wilderness still matters to a lot of people, whether they're actually experiencing it themselves or just knowing that it exists.
Phil Brown is a guidebook author and outdoor writer for Adirondack Explorer magazine. He says these areas, now being open to the public for hiking and paddling, haven't been seen by New Yorkers since before the Civil War.
Well, these are lands that have been closed to the public since the 19th century, and they include some real natural wonders, such as OK Slip Falls, one of the highest waterfalls in the state, the Hudson Gorge.
Governor Cuomo pushed hard to get this deal done, committing the state to spend nearly $50 million and visiting the Adirondacks repeatedly over the last year to push negotiations forward. In the end, the park's biggest environmental groups supported the plan, but so did local government leaders who in the past have often attacked land conservation efforts. In part, that's because green groups agreed to a compromise that allows more roads, more snowmobile access, and floatplane landings on two remote lakes. Bill Farber heads the Board of Supervisors in Hamilton County.
Obviously, the devil's going to be in the details, but at least at first blush, it looks encouraging that many of the uses that were most important to the towns may be sustained.
But those details angered some environmentalists who say allowing snowmobiles to use a narrow corridor through the primitive area sets a bad precedent. Peter Bauer is with a group called Protect the Adirondacks that's already suing New York State to limit snowmobile trails in the park.
In many ways, what's being proposed here with a motorized wild forest corridor through the heart of a major new forest preserve area, bridges over wild and scenic and recreational rivers, this is really the new normal.
But others praised what they described as a workable compromise crafted in part by the governor himself. Mike Carr is the Nature Conservancy's Adirondack director.
The governor made a great pick here, and he will be in the history books for his vision.
Creation of this new wilderness area is only the first step in a larger effort to protect the wildest stretches of the Hudson River. The Nature Conservancy is still holding roughly 40,000 acres of forest lands, which the state plans to acquire by 2018. For New York Public Radio, I'm Brian Mann in the Adirondacks.